what's going on, what's happening in Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi here in Washington, D.C. Nadia Sam is in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, we want to talk about volunteering or volunteerism. Now, each one of us has most likely made a contribution to our communities, and we have done so to help improve the quality of our lives and those around us. As a volunteer in Africa, many young people work with local communities without expectation to be paid for their services or even recognition. But many of them go unnoticed or underappreciated. That's because very often, when we give our time and resources to a communal cause, we don't look at it as volunteering in the Western sense. There are also those who say that many young people in Africa are not encouraged to be part of the volunteer code or to have the volunteer spirit because they understand volunteerism as something that is done by Westerners, by people who come in from the West, Americans, Europeans, and other people from other parts of the world. But that's an argument or a debate that we can have and we will have on the show today. But in general, we want to look at the concept and how it relates to Africa on the African continent and how we can encourage our young people to be part of the volunteer corps. So we look forward to having this conversation right here on Upfront on the Voice of America. My guests will be Salome Lema of Aid Africans in the Diaspora. Also have Caitlin Kelly of Africa Volunteer Co. based in Tanzania. So today on the show, we want to look at the idea, the concept, or the philosophy of volunteerism and how it relates to Africa and Africans. Have you volunteered? Do you volunteer in your communities?
Yes, there's a culture of volunteering in my country. Yeah, I do volunteer in my community. Yeah, I volunteer in church because I think God will reward me at the end of the day. In most cases in Uganda here, people don't have time to act as volunteers because they're always engaged in their personal, their personal engagements. So they don't have time. But in America, guys are very rich. The families are well established, they have money, so kids have time to go and volunteer to help others. But here in Africa, Uganda specifically, we don't have time for volunteering because it is survival for the fittest. If you don't have food on your table today, tomorrow you can't survive.
There is, to a small extent, there's a culture that encourages volunteering in this country. Yes, I do. I volunteer where necessary. Why do I volunteer? Because I would love to be in a clean environment. So if they came and they wanted to go volunteer in cleaning their environment, why not? I think it's a culture there, like in America, it is introduced to them, like someone grows up knowing volunteering is so important, so they find it very easy to involve themselves in volunteering.
Yes, it is there, but it's not like well promoted. So it's less mentioned even when people do it. There's no information written about it. Personally, I do volunteer because I dedicate half of my work leave to help the vulnerable. So every year I dedicate 15 days of my work leave to communities. It depends. It's within me. Like this Christmas, I'm actually offering 20 families a meal. In our culture, as Africans, it's rare to find someone volunteering. Even when they come, you think like, oh my God, what do they want? They are taking something. We have a perception that it's only Europeans who have the will and who have the funds to do voluntary work. Yet it's not true. It's not. is a culture for it in the church. Take an example of PPC, Watoto Church. They always have sales, of which those sales travel in and out of Uganda, around like volunteering, maybe helping people here and there. Yeah, so there's culture. Yes, I do volunteer in my community. For instance, I stay in Kisasi, and the chairperson is actually very funny. He goes about drumming and calling everyone out of their gates to maybe come and dig a well or collect rubbish around and all that. Yeah, so I do volunteer. The reason as to why I volunteer is, one, we need a clean community, because at the end of the day, it's us, the people who live within that place or in that place, that fall sick. So we really have to do certain things to volunteer for our community.
At least the tribe I belong to has a culture where once in a year they come together and clean the communities. Time is very tight nowadays. You have to work, you have to look for money. So there's less time to think about such things.
Yes, there is a culture that encourages volunteering in my country because we are human beings and our culture is all about brotherhood, helping one another.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive.
Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. Thank you for your opinions on today's show. We're discussing the idea or the concept of volunteerism. Now, as we know, volunteers rarely receive any compensation for the services they provide and for the time that they give. Sometimes volunteers, Jackson, will receive a little stipend maybe to help towards their traveling expenses or, for meals, but it's really not any payment. Really, people are doing it out of the goodness of their hearts and to make a difference in their communities. So the question is, why do people commit their time and resources? What makes them commit their time to a cause for which they don't expect any financial remuneration in return? We are asking today, what is the most fundamental explanation for voluntary activity? And is it African in essence?
There are those who argue that volunteering is a Western thing, is a Western concept or philosophy, and that that's why we see most of our local NGOs are populated or recruit foreigners, people from the West, America and Europe and other parts of the world. Is that true? On the show today, Salome Lema, of the founder and director of AID, Africans in the Diaspora.
Salome, welcome to Front here, and so happy to talk to you. Let me ask you why you started AID as an organization.
Great. First of all, thank you for having me, Jackson. I started AID, or Africans in the Diaspora, because I was originally born in Ethiopia, and I came to the United States when I was 11. And I spent a lot of my childhood in my school years trying to figure out, how do I give back to Africa in ways that are meaningful? How do I invest back home? And I ended up studying African studies and economics and eventually working with all kinds of organizations, whether it was the UNDP or International Rescue Committee or a foundation. And through all those experiences, I realized that there was one really big missing element. And it is that those of us that are in the diaspora, Africans of the diaspora, are not visible in development and philanthropy. We're not seen. We invest our resources back home. We send money to our families, but we don't do so strategically and collectively. And as a result, we're not a power. We're not a force within development and philanthropy. And I wanted to change that, especially since Africans send $40 billion home every year. We send more money than any aid organization. We are the most educated immigrant group in the United States. We've got skills, we've got resources that we can tap into. And if we pull them together and invest them strategically in the continent, I think we can actually achieve a lot of progress.
Let me take you again to the spirit or the culture or the philosophy, or the idea of volunteerism or the voluntary spirit. And there's this pervasive view that on the African continent, people are less willing to help each other, to volunteer to local causes. What is your feeling on that?
You know, I think that begs the question of how are we defining and seeing this culture of volunteerism? And the reason that I say that is because in the past, before Africans in the Diaspora, I worked for a foundation where I was overseeing a portfolio that included about 25 countries in Africa. I traveled to all of them. I met some incredible Africa-born and Africa-led organizations that are doing some great work around education, economic empowerment, health, and what have you. And a lot of these organizations were started by people who had no money. They were all volunteers. A lot of these organizations are volunteer-run. So if we're defining this culture of volunteerism as a program or initiative that brings in volunteers and sends them out into communities, that has yet to be developed. But if we're talking about it in the context of do people volunteer, do people give their time to build institutions, to develop their communities, then we already have that. And I think it's important to start from what we have. I can't tell you the number of organizations that I've met that are fully volunteer run by young people. And for them, even though they're not being paid, the return is one, that they're affecting change in their communities. Two, they're gaining skills and training that will hopefully make them more employable in the future.
And so then the question is that when we look at volunteer organizations on the continent, some that I've actually seen myself, is that we find non-African faces, if I may put it that way. The argument has been that we don't inculcate the philosophy or the idea of volunteerism in our young people. Do you see that on the continent? How can we change that, first of all? But do you agree that many of the volunteer organizations they recruit volunteers from outside of all Africans in the diaspora, not young local Africans?
Right. So in terms of bringing in volunteers to work with communities,
yes,
a lot of them are recruiting from outside instead of tapping into the talent that's already existent in the communities that they serve. But I think, again, we want to think about this a bit more broadly, and that perhaps we see that because the organizations in Africa, and I know we're covering the whole continent here, but the organizations in Africa that do want to promote volunteerism may not even have the resources to do so. The reason why I say that is, for example, in Uganda, there's an organization called SOVEN. It was started by young university students who saw the devastating effects of the HIV/AIDS epidemic on children, especially those who lost their parents. And they said, we're at this national university, we've got skills, why don't we come together and work with these children? So they started working with them. And what SOVEN is doing now is two things. One, they're building this culture of volunteerism amongst their university campus and amongst Ugandan youth. And two, they're doing so that the young people can translate their skills, especially in education and entrepreneurship, and help children who are orphaned and vulnerable to be able to gain a better education and to become better entrepreneurs when they are at that stage. So I think about an organization like SOVEN, that small, that was started by young Ugandans. They don't have access to resources that an American-led organization may have. So they're not here talking about the volunteer work they're doing in Uganda. They're trying to raise resources within their communities. They don't have the reach that non-African organizations have. So we don't hear about them. And because we don't hear about them, we're not able to support them.
Is this idea of a participatory society, African in nature?
Again, I think it depends on the language we use. I think philanthropy and volunteerism are indigenous to African communities. They date way back. You know, they predate institutional philanthropy and institutional volunteerism. But institutional philanthropy and institutional volunteerism are new to our communities. So when you talk about African, you know, communities, the data shows that 95% of the time, people are helped by people that are near them, not foreign aid, 95% of the time. So that's an act of philanthropy and volunteerism at the same time. In all of my travels, I've seen, I've got countless number of families, individuals, and groups that are taking in children, that are supporting young people, that are working with one another, that are volunteering their time and resources. But again, it's kind of done out of responsibility and duty and care, as opposed to building a career or an institution. So it has. So because we haven't done that, generally speaking, I'm sure there are some organizations like Sylvan who are doing it, but because in a lot of instances, philanthropy and volunteerism is not institutionalized, we miss it.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
I don't, because our society has reached a point whereby it is every man for himself and God for us all. Well, because they are eager to know what is out there, and well, their country has systems that enables them, the way they bring them up, they teach them that humanity is something very important, unlike us.
I think it's more of a communal work than volunteering. People do more communal work than doing volunteering business. Let's say I do communal work in my community and in my country, yes. Usually it's basically about cleaning the environment around our community so that we prevent diseases and then have access or easy access to our homes, say like roads, or we call them feeder roads. We usually work on the feeder roads so that we can easily access our homes and all markets, shops, and things like that. I think because they have a lot of money to spend or to throw around, because you cannot expect someone from Chanamkaka, deep down in Masaka, to go to maybe Soroti. Some of these people don't have money even to survive on their own in their villages. Now, to see them moving up and down to do communal work or voluntary work elsewhere, it's really very difficult. But for the Americans or the British, they have money, and you know, they inherit this money from their grandfathers, from their fathers and other relatives, maybe even from the state. So they have that advantage over the other people.
Well, the calm she call off, and then I look into my nephew's eyes, man, you wouldn't believe.
So Jackson, if you have an organization or a cause, you definitely need people to help, to bring their time and their skills. But how do you appeal to young people to join your cause? That's our question. Well, research shows that when people volunteer because of their passion for a particular cause, they do tend to have the strongest level of commitment, because they're really giving from the heart. And we find, Jackson, when people believe in the cause of the organization and believe in the work that they're doing and they really want to make that change, even if that cause costs them a great deal of personal sacrifice, of pain sometimes, then this is when volunteers are the most highly motivated.
So Caitlin Kelly is the founder of the Africa Volunteer Co, also known as AVC. She started it after volunteering in Tanzania. And she says that her organization seeks to unite passionate, qualified African volunteers with African non-government organizations. I recently reached her in New York, and we talked about her inspiration for creating the Africa Volunteer Co.
So I went to Tanzania, and I had the opportunity to work at a small grassroots NGO. It had originally started as a women's group, actually as a microfinance project, and had sort of evolved to be a community center that met a variety of needs of the women in the community. And so I had the opportunity to see them from the inside out and see the incredible women who had started this organization, just a really, really powerful group of community leaders, and to see all of their goals and really what they were trying to accomplish and what seemed to be working well and what wasn't working so well. And one of the things that wasn't working well was that there had been a lot of foreign volunteers in this organization, and they had a tendency to, again, sort of try to help in ways that caused a lot of chaos within the organization because they didn't know the culture and they didn't speak the language and they couldn't stay for a long enough period of time to really make a difference.
Okay. So they were really not helping. Their presence was not helping advance the goals of the organization.
In some ways, it would sort of be like two steps forward and three steps back, or two steps forward and one step back, and it depended on the person. And some people, you know, were very devoted to this organization, and, you know, after they went back to the United States or to Australia or to Europe or wherever, they would, you know, maintain their relationship and help continue a project that they had started or something. And in other times, they went back home and, you know.
So what was the problem? Was it that they lacked the expertise, or the cultural differences that existed were so immense it was so hard for them to...
It was both. I think, I mean, I don't want to start on a polemic against foreign volunteering. I like to sort of define things in a positive rather than a negative. So right. I don't want to say, like, I'm really against foreign volunteering. I want to say we need to create opportunities for local people to do this same kind of community work.
Okay, so then when you saw that there was a little bit of both a lack of expertise and some of the cultural differences, then you decided to create the Africa Volunteer Corps. And what does the Africa Volunteer Corps do?
Yeah, well, here's how it happened. I was I'm sort of like seeing all these problems within this, or the successes and the challenges, I should say, within this organization. And then I'm at the same time meeting all of these local people, many of whom were about my age, and I was in, you know, my early mid-20s, and they were so smart, and they were educated, and they were incredibly passionate and incredibly motivated and very, very dedicated to helping their country, to helping their communities. And I kept thinking to myself, well, why aren't these people working in these local organizations? These people are really qualified and would do great work here. But they kept telling me that they couldn't find jobs because they didn't have enough experience. That
you
they
mean
would
jobs,
apply for jobs.
Jobs or volunteer positions?
Jobs. But I was thinking that, you know, when we bring in foreigners to do work for free, it creates a disincentive, it creates an economic disincentive to pay local people to do work that they're qualified to do.
Local people cannot afford to volunteer all the time because of resources.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's why we pay a living stipend. Also
okay.
Because our volunteers go to work for an entire year. So if you're devoting an entire year of your life to service in the community.
So you're now encouraging both local and foreign volunteers to come in and work.
We don't work with foreign volunteers at all.
This is just local volunteers.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit then about the culture of volunteerism on the continent. What is the culture like? What is the perception among young people about volunteerism?
I think there is a certain perception, kind of stereotypes about what a volunteer is, because they've seen all of these foreign volunteers come in, so they think that that's what a volunteer is. And what I'll see is that people will help their work in their community in some way, helping children or working through, you know, a religious organization that they may be affiliated with, but they often won't call it volunteering.
What do they call it?
Well, they'll call it, you know, lots of different things. Like, they'll just call it, you know, helping people, or they'll call it doing church work or you know, something like that, tzedakah. There's a sort of lack of confidence on the part of young people that they can make a difference.
Okay. What are some of the root causes of that?
Well, I think that there are certain cultural realities in most cultures in Africa where there's a lot of respect for elders, for example, which is really fantastic in a lot of ways. And then in certain ways, it teaches children that they don't have a voice. And I'm hearing a lot of really fantastic youth leaders from the continent saying, you know what, we need to figure out how to find our own voice and how to teach young people that they do have a voice and they really have something to say. And that doesn't have to be disrespect. You know, that doesn't have to mean that you don't respect your elders.
Okay.
So I think that's part of it. I think there are many of the education systems that exist emphasize sort of sitting and listening to a lecture rather than trying to find your own voice.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that one. Let's talk again about AVC. Is that the acronym you use officially?
We do, yes.
Okay. How does the Africa Volunteer Corps work?
So it starts with if a given citizen of an African country. Right now we're just in Tanzania. Eventually we want to be all over the continent. And right now we don't have the capacity to bring in people from other countries, although eventually we will, and hopefully that's something that we can start looking at next year. If a given person wants to volunteer, they apply to us, and also organizations that want to get a volunteer, they also apply to us. So we use the information in those applications to do a matching process so that we can find really motivated individuals to volunteer and place them based on their skills and their interests and their education so that they're going to work for the organization to do something that the organization really needs done. So they need a teacher, and we will help find them a teacher. We have people currently doing administrative work. We have a lot of teachers. We have people who are working with health issues. We have someone teaching computers. We have gotten a lot of applicants who know about business, accounting, and there are a lot of local organizations that have small business programs. So we do a matching process. And then they go to work for a year as if they're a regular employee of that organization, but their labor is free to the organization where they work. So we provide them a monthly stipend. And then it also is a fellowship. So we do a lot of training. There's an intensive orientation at the beginning where they learn skills that are typically not taught in schools but that are very valuable to grassroots community work and also to employment later on.
What are some of your challenges so far?
There's definitely some challenges around the word volunteer. As we kind of discussed, people have some misconceptions about what that means. They have some sort of stereotypes of their own about what a volunteer looks like. And I think that part of that has its roots in lack of confidence that they themselves can make a difference in the world. And as always happens with challenges, there is an opportunity there as well. So one of the things that we have seen is that when we talk to people about working with Tanzanian volunteers, having that word Tanzanian next to the word volunteer, you see something happen. Faces change, and they suddenly go, of course, we can volunteer. Why not? We can work to help our communities. Why not? Why not us? And they're always saying this phrase, why not us? And I'm thinking, I see that as incredibly powerful.
And Jackson, let's look at some of the other reasons people volunteer. For one, if you're a student and you're new to an industry and you're trying to break into that industry, you'll know that it's not easy. But another reason, Jackson, that people tend to volunteer is, look at students, for example. These are young people who are trying to get into the industry but have no experience. So volunteer your time, volunteer your services, and it's great because it offers you a leg into the industry, you know. Perhaps you go and you volunteer for 6 months or you volunteer for a year and the company actually ends up offering you a job or recommends you to another company, you know. And so it's a great stepping stone to get into industries.
Thank you very much, Nadia. And on that note, I want to thank all our listeners and all our contributors to the show today. We'll catch you again next week right here on The Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is @UpfrontAfrica. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com. Until next time, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.